If you are just joining us, a video has emerged which appears to show a lady, a young lady, on St. Patrick's Day who was certainly incapacitated for whatever reason. Whether it was alcohol, whether it was a medical condition, we don't know. We do know that she appears to be incapacitated. And the video then shows a police officer lifting her. She's on the road. The video shows a police officer lifting her in his arms, walking a couple of strides and leaving her on the road. She lay down on the road. She was incapacitated. She was in a she was curling up and she did not move off the road. And the police officers walked away. We're getting your reaction to this today. 08459 555 6678. Chief Superintendent Stephen Cargan is joining us now. Chief Superintendent, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
And thank you for talking to us at such short notice. You're the District Commander for Derry / Londonderry.
Correct.
Have you seen this video?
I have, Stephen, yes.
What's your reaction?
Well, Stephen, I have to say from the outset, as soon as we seen the video, we've made an immediate referral to the Police Ombudsman. So an investigation has been commenced by the Police Ombudsman's Office, which we will fully support in terms of doing everything we can to make sure that that investigation has progressed as expediently as possible.
Have you identified the officers who were involved?
At this moment in time, the officers have not been identified, but they say the investigation has been conducted by the Police Ombudsman and we will fully support that and help in whatever way we can.
When did you first know about the video?
I knew about it this morning.
And how long do you think it'll take to identify the officers?
Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to do that fairly quickly within the next couple of hours.
And what would be standard procedure here, Chief Superintendent? Would it be to suspend officers in a situation like that until the full details of an investigation are revealed? Or what would be standard procedure?
Well, I'm not going to talk about this specific incident because, you know, you have to appreciate it has been investigated by the Ombudsman and I don't want to prejudice anything that's going to be done there by them. But in general, if an incident which is a breach of our standards, and our standards, we do pride ourselves on being the best police service in the world, but actually on occasions when officers are investigated for incidents which are disciplinary investigation, there are a number of things that can be done. Depending on the severity or the seriousness of it, they could be suspended or could be repositioned pending the outcome of a misconduct investigation.
Well, at first sight, how serious do you think this incident looks?
Well, as the district commander, I'm not going to talk about the specific, but on the first sight of it, it's not the sort of standards that I would expect or I do expect from my officers.
I think a very natural question, Stephen, from the public this morning will be, are those officers still on the ground? Because if it happened again this weekend, clearly that would be unacceptable again. And a very natural question from the public would be, you know, are those officers going to be allowed to continue?
Well, I say I can't comment because that'll be the Ombudsman's decision around what they do with their investigation.
But there's an in-between, there's a pending period between the result of an investigation and the safety of the public at the hands of your officers now.
Well, I can assure the public, Stephen, and as a police officer for 28 years, I pride myself on the impeccable behaviour of police officers. And I set those standards myself. I expect my officers to live by those standards, to do the utmost to save life and give the best possible service to the people in Northern Ireland. And on the basis of what we've seen here, it's not good. I appreciate that. And I'm sure people who will look at that will go, wow. But I can assure people that my officers are out there today across Northern Ireland doing a really good job, reacting to all sorts of horrific situations and all sorts of incidents, but they will do a really good job. And unfortunately, there are the odd time when people don't meet the standards that we require and that I require, but those people will be dealt with, and they will be dealt with within the rigours of the Police Ombudsman's investigations or our own professional standards. So, you know, we don't stand by and allow that type of behaviour to go unchallenged. Now, I'm not making comment about this particular incident, make that very, very clear. But officers,
but you haven't even identified the officers yet.
Well,
and this was circulating online last night.
Well, I wasn't aware of it, Stephen, until this morning. But I can assure you that measures are in place to identify those officers, and they will be identified very, very quickly. And they will have to have their opportunity to give their account of this story.
Okay. Chief Superintendent, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.